Jerry Bader Show, 10:52. I actually have one more health-related topic here before the end of the show. It's Mary Burke on Obamacare. A video has surfaced, which could be problematic for her. We'll play you the audio in just a moment. First couple of things. The honors night canceled at a school. We have to get to that tomorrow. I want to weigh in on that. I want you to weigh in. But things changed with the president's speech. And, another gun rights story I want to get your thoughts on. Several things got left on the table. But I want to get to these two things. And we have the after-show video, too, which we'll be doing. We'll get to some of that there. So there's this woman in Milwaukee, Beverly Hagen. She was a kid when the Braves won. I didn't get to this one yesterday. Actually, it posted after the show was over. She was a kid when the Braves won the World Series in 1957. Matt, did you see this story?
No.
So she's got a Milwaukee Braves pennant from the 1957 World Series. Hank Aaron is coming to Milwaukee for an autograph signing session. She thought this is perfect. Her dad died the next year. She was 7 years old. And he was a big Braves fan. She's got the pennant. Perfect, right? She was a little underinformed about what autographs cost. Did you read this story? Do you know what it cost? Take a guess. Matt, how much do you think it's going to cost her to have Hank Aaron sign that?
Couple grand.
Oh, no, you're way high.
Okay. Oh,
it's not a couple grand. $350.
Oh, all right.
Oh, see, that's reasonable to you. She was thinking like 50. Actually,
sure.
Colin is Jim Stingle. That was his guess, 50 to 100. So she's not going to do it. My guess is she's hoping that publicity will get Hank to sign it. As Stingle, I don't think it will. As Stingle points out, Hank Aaron didn't make the big bucks that a Hank Aaron would make today. So one of the ways you make that up, and that's actually other things cost. Baseball's $2.99. Baseball are small flat items like her thing, or is $3.49. No, not her thing. Large artwork like hers is $3.99. Bats are $4.99. Jerseys $600. Well, I mean, it's all the same signature. I'm not sure how that works, but anyway, well, no, good for him. Even though Hank Aaron said all Republicans are Klansmen, good for you, Hank. You've earned it. You've earned it. Absolutely. Democratic candidate for Governor Mary Burke has been evasive at best when asked about Obamacare. Burke will mention Governor Walker's rejection of federal Medicaid dollars, writes Right Wisconsin, but has carefully avoided endorsing or actively throwing her support behind the unpopular health care law because she's not sure how that's going to play in Wisconsin. Well, there was a day in 2008 when she was touting the prospect of the president's health care reform. The Republican Party yesterday of Wisconsin put out a video that includes this audio.
I would do anything to support his candidacy. We need someone who understands the fundamentals of the economy. And I think that Barack Obama is this person. Now, what his health plan is it's not a government-run health care system. It doesn't mean that the government's going to tell you which doctors to go to or which plan to have or that you have to leave your employer. It doesn't mean that the government's going to tell you which doctors to go to or which plan to have or that you have to leave your employer.
Ruh-roh.
Small businesses also will not be hurt. Obama would let states be flexible with plans that are working instead of everyone having to conform to what the federal government plans.
Ruh-roh.
I would do anything to support his candidacy. I would do anything to support his candidacy.
For those keeping score at home, it doesn't mean the government's going to tell you which doctors to go to or which plan to have or that you have to leave your employer. Strike one. Small businesses also will not be hurt. Strike two. Obama would let states be flexible with plans that are working rather than everyone having to conform to whatever the federal government plan is, and she's out of here. Strike three. All of those have been proven to be absolutely false. And Obamacare is unpopular in Wisconsin. There isn't much to pin to her backside in terms of a record, except for the stuff she's making up about her time at her family business. And you can't even get to that because it's a privately held business. This is pretty big. This is, with all due apologies to the vice president, a big bleeping deal. As a matter of fact, he was right about that, just not the way that he meant. This should be played again and again and again. All right, we will get to some things in the after show video. I'm not sure exactly which, but we do have, we've got a lot of stuff. Man, we got a lot of stuff left on the table. Oh, I didn't get to anything about John Kerry. All right, so we spend all these trillions on global warming and it's not real. What's the worst that can happen? I don't know which to pick for the after show video, which you can find at jerrybatershow.com, and which to save for tomorrow, but we've got a lot of stuff on the plate already for tomorrow. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. He's back today. Have a lovely one, won't you?